From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's the time of year to start talking about forest fires and the hazard rating. In our region, there are currently two fires south of Timmins. One of them is 375 hectares or football fields large and has 10 four-person ranger crews fighting it. MNR Fire Information Officer Evan Lizotte says the other is 57 hectares with three crews battling the flames. Neither is currently under control.
The fire hazard is moderate to low west of Timmins, but then it gets moderate to high east of Timmins on your way to Timiskaming Shores. There is not much of a hazard north of Timmins.
Lizotte urges caution with outdoor burning, which is only allowed from 2 hours before sunset until 2 hours after sunrise. One of the events surrounding the opening of Timmins' new LCBO outlet yesterday was not on the official agenda. It was the theft of some product. Police say a 30-year-old man walked out without paying for a bottle of booze late in the afternoon. He was tracked down and charged with theft under $5,000 and possession of property obtained by crime. Tougher laws about buying guns come into effect in a week. The federal government says as of May 18th, any person or business transferring or selling a non-restricted firearm will need to verify the identity of the buyer and confirm with the registrar of firearms the person has a valid license. Ottawa says the new rules will prevent people who aren't allowed to have guns from getting them and help battle gun violence. They'll also mean firearms retailers have to keep sales and inventory records in order to allow police to trace guns used in crime. Three charter flights will bring Ukrainian families to Canada. Ottawa says the flights will be available to people approved through the Canada-Ukraine Authorization for Emergency Travel Program. They'll be first come, first served, leaving Poland and arriving in Winnipeg on May 23rd, Montreal on the 29th, and Halifax on June 2nd. Anyone who doesn't have accommodations will be provided a place to stay for up to 14 nights. And 1 square inch of moose hide has become the symbol against violence against women and children. Kristen Murray is known as a member of Timmins City Council. Among her responsibilities is chairing the Violence Against Women Committee. She notes that moose hide aligns with Indigenous culture, but the issue it represents is about every culture.
Gender-based violence does impact every single culture, ethnicity, so it is for everybody. And as Indigenous people say, our culture and our teachings and learnings are open to everyone.
There's no charge to pick up your moose hide pin at Service Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.